Intro. Welcome. In this advanced sound design lesson, we rebuild a Ray Keith style gang vocal and arrange it in Ableton Live 12 to capture that 90s jungle dark hiss. You'll reconstruct a layered vocal stack, apply period accurate processing, distortion, heavy filtering, gated reverb alternatives, add a parallel vocoder texture for unnatural grit, and arrange everything into a 16 to 32 bar drum and bass phrase. All steps use Slave 12 stock devices so you can drop this straight into your set or template. Lesson overview. What you'll build by the end, you'll have a layered gang vocal stack, pitched and attuned shouts, chopped stutters, whispered doubles, a parallel vocoder chain that turns part of the vocal into an industrial, intelligible texture, a rack-based processing chain, damage and saturation, filtering, dynamics, time-based effects, with macros for real-time morphing. A 16-bar DNB arrangement section, with gated hits, fills, and an automated morph into the drop at roughly 170 to 175 BPM. Preparation: start by choosing several short dry vocal clips, spoken shouts, whispered phrases, gang chants. Set your live project tempo between 170 and 175 BPM. Drop a vocal sample onto an audio track. For full phrases, use Warp Mode Complex or Complex Pro. For percussive chops, use Beats and turn transient preservation off when you want odd artifacts. Use Split to chop the phrase into main shout, doubles, whispers, and tail grains. Layering and pitch stacks create three audio tracks for the same vocal hit: low, mid, and high. Duplicate the clip on each and set pitch via transpose in clip view or load into sampler / simpler if you want polyphonic control. For the low layer, transpose down around -7 to -12 semitones for weight. Leave the mid at the original pitch and nudge it a little later by 10 to 25 milliseconds to avoid phase. For the high layer, transpose up 3 to 7 semitones for presence and sibilance. Use utility on each track. Mono the lows with width set between 0 and 30%, and widen the highs to 110 to 140% for period stereo imaging. Humanize the stack by adding slight pitch modulation. Map an LFO to pitch in sampler or use an LFO device to create micro variations of 5 to 20 cents. Nudge clip start points and use clip start offset envelopes to give a non-quantized gang feel. Basic per layer processing on each layer. Insert EQ8 and high pass the mid and high layers between 120 and 250 Hz. Keep low layer energy, but high pass below 60 to 80 Hz if the vocal has sub rumble. Add narrow bell boosts around 2 to 5 kHz on the high layer for presence. Q around 1.2 to 2. Add saturator with soft clip. Drive between 2 and 6 dB on mid and high. Push the low layer harder. Drive 5 to 10. And enable analog clip for heavier distortion. For intermittent lo-fi character, drop in redux with sample rate around 11 to 12 kHz and bit depth around 8 to 10 bits, and plan to automate it during transitions. Tighten each layer with compressor or glue. For glue, try threshold between -8 and -12 dB, ratio 2 to 4 to 1. Tack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release around 0.1 to 0.5 seconds. Bus the layers to a group and add a final glue on the boss to bind the stack. Chops, gating, and rhythmic motion. Duplicate the grouped stack to create chopped patterns. Use gate with a sidechain from a rhythmic synth, or program clip rate volume automation to create choppy patterns sync to 1/16 or 1/32. For organic stutters, use the clip views groove and random, plus velocity and volume envelopes per slice. For time-based effects, put echo on a return and set delay time to 1/8 or dotted 1/16, feedback 30 to 60%, diffusion low and damping low. Use the echo's low cut around 400 Hz to prevent low rumble. For reverb, use a short decay, 6/10 to 1¼ seconds, on ascend, and emulate gated reverb by placing a gate after your reverb return to chop tails when needed. Vocoder setup. Modulator and carrier. Create a dedicated modulator signal by routing the summoned vocal group to a vocoder mod audio track. Either send the group to this track or create a pre-process duplicate. Pre-EQ the modulator with EQ8. High pass between 150 and 300 Hz and a small boost in the intelligibility band around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Compress the modulator with glue to level it before the vocoder. For the carrier, you can use vocoder's internal carrier or an external carrier. External is recommended. Create a MIDI track with operator or wave editable and program a sustained drone chord using a saw or blended saw/noise with modest unison detune. Place Ableton's vocoder on the carrier track and set its sidechain audio from the vocal modulator track. If you choose the internal carrier option, Place vocoder on the modulator track and choose internal carrier with a saw-like timbre. Vocoder configuration and shaping. Set vocoder bands to a higher count for intelligibility, 32 to 40 bands. For gridditor, robotic tones move toward 8 to 16. Set attack between 1 and 10 milliseconds and release between 80 and 180 milliseconds. Choose a carrier blend of saw or noise plus saw for sibilance, and begin with dry slash wet around 40%. If using an external carrier, play a sustained MIDI note. Try the carrier an octave or two below the vocal for darker texture. Improve intelligibility by emphasizing 1.5 to 5 kHz on the modulator EQ and compressing the modulator pre-vocoder. HBF both modulator and carrier at 200 to 300 Hz to avoid masking. If available, use the vocoder's band level controls or place multi-band dynamics after the vocoder to control different bands independently. Blending and context. Always blend the vocoded result in parallel with the dry stack. Keep the original bus present and use a return or a duplicate bus for the vocoder, so you can control wet slash dry bounce. Send the vocoder a separate reverb and longer echoes to place it in its own space. EQ after the vocoder to carve out 200 to 400 Hz that might conflict with bass, and lightly boost presence around 2 to 4 kHz. Use utility to control stereo width and duck the vocoder with a compressor sidechain to the kick, so it doesn't fight drums and bass. Arrangement. Building a 1632 bar DNB section structure your vocal hits. Place full gang hits at bar 1 and bar 9, and use chopped gated stutters as fills at bars 4, 8 and 12. For a morph into the drop, automate vocoder bands down while increasing saturation and redux pitch reduction to make the vocal collapse from intelligible to monstrous. Automate the carrier pitch or filter cutoff across bars to alter tonality and keep interest. Create impact moments by resampling your main stack plus vocoder into a single audio clip. Time stretch. Reverse tiny slices and place transient mutes before reversed sections to create sucked gated tails. Use beat repeat set to 1/32 or 1/64 for jittery stutters and fills. Final mix and bus processing on the vocal bus. Notch any clashing frequencies with EQ8 while the bass line plays. Use glue compressor on the bus with a mild threshold and ratio to glue layers. For extra weight, duplicate the bus. Apply heavy saturator and a low pass, and blend that underneath as parallel distortion. Common mistakes and quick fixes. Over vocoding makes vocals unreadable. Fix. Run parallel dry and increase bands. Too much low end in modulator or carrier creates mud. Fix. HBF at 150 to 300 Hz. Phase cancellation from exact duplicates. Fix. Micro nudge, detune, or add a tiny delay of 10 to 25 ms to some layers. Over reverberating everything kills punch. Fix. Short decays, aided returns, and send only heavy tails. Overcompressing early removes character. Fix. Compress conservatively and use parallel chains for saturation. Pro tips. Map a single macro to morph the whole stack. Link vocoder bands, saturator drive, echo feedback and redux so one control morphs clarity into rec texture. Automate sample rate reduction and analog clip style distortion timed on fills for authentic 90s character. When using an external carrier, play two sustained notes an octave apart for pitch ambiguity and sinister undertones. Resample complex stacks to free CPU and to create new material for fills. Build an instrument rack with simpler mapped across keys for fast harmonic adjustment during performance. Mini practice exercise goal. A 16-bar loop with a Ray Keith-style stack and a parallel vocoder morph at bar 13. 1. Set tempo to 174 BPM and import a 1-to-2-second shouted phrase. 2. Create three stacked layers in simpler. Low at minus 10 semitones, mid at 0, high at plus 5. Nudge mid and high by 10 to 20 milliseconds. 3. Group the layers at EQ8 with HBF at 120 Hz on mid and high, add saturator at drive 4 and glue. 4. Create a carrier and operator with a saw wave and two voice unison. Put vocoder on the carrier and sidechain to the vocal bus. Bands at 40, attack 5 ms, release 120 ms. 5. Automate vocoder dry slash wet from 25% for bars 1 through 12 to 75% for bars 13 through 16, and automate redux bit depth to 8 on the bus at bar 13 for the morph. Send vocoder to echo with low cut at 400 Hz during the morph. Export a 16-bar loop, where the first 12 bars are intelligible stacked vocals and the last 4 collapse into a heavily vocoded destructive texture. Recap key takeaways: layer pitch, detune and timing for the gain effect, pre-filter and compress the modulator, choose internal or external carriers depending on control needs, increase vocoder bands and shape 1.5 to 5 kHz for intelligibility. Always blend the vocoder in parallel with the dry signal. Use saturation, bit reduction, gated style reverb and rhythmic gating to capture the 90s darkness. Map macros to morph states and resample as a creative step. Extra coach notes. Advanced workflow reminders keep two states in mind, readable and monstrous. Route cleanly. One vocal stack group feeding a dedicated vocoder mod track, and a separate MIDI carrier track for the vocoder. Consider splitting bands into separate vocoder chains for surgical control. Map 8 macros for live performance. Morph. Band count. Low HBF. Width. Gated reverb send. Delay feedback. Stutter intensity and output glue blend. Preserve mono low frequencies, check phase with utility, and prefer Simpor / sampler transpose controls over warping for cleaner pitch stacks. Freeze, resample, or render processed bands to manage CPU. Use clip envelopes and dummy clips for repeatable, scene-based morphs. Closing work top-down. Place the vocal where it must read, then sculpt micro stutters and fills to support those musical moments. AB often between parallel dry and affected signal, favoring reversible decisions until you commit. Run the mini practice exercise, resample the take, and use that material to build fills and the main drop. That's the full workflow for rebuilding and arranging a Ray Keith-style gang vocal in Ableton Live 12. Go make it dark.